Welcome to the Navigating Your Leadership podcast, where we are changing the wave of the future. Like it or not, the world has changed, and as an exceptional leader, you have to change with it or risk being left behind. Hi, I'm your host, Sherry Miter. I'm here to help you navigate this new leadership style. Inside the podcast, you'll discover what your team really wants and needs from you, how to tap into your God-given talents, how to increase your productivity with a strengths-based team, and how to realign with your North Star to truly enjoy your work and your life. This podcast will inspire and empower you today so you can elevate your influence into the future. If you're ready to step out of your comfort zone, then untie those dock lines and jump on board as we begin navigating your leadership. Welcome back to the Navigating Your Leadership podcast. This is your host, Sherry Miter. And in today's episode, you're going to hear the five things I learned from 200 podcast episodes. Yes, that's right. We are celebrating 200 episodes. As many of you know, we started off as the Uncharted Entrepreneurs podcast, morphed into or rebranded into the Navigating Your Leadership podcast this fall. And between the two, we've done over 200 episodes. So along with that, besides the five things I've learned, you also hear how you can win some Navigating Your Leadership swag that we are doing us some fun prizes to celebrate the 200 episodes. I'm also going to share today what I took away from my social media sabbatical. Some of you know this, that during Lent, I did give up Facebook and Instagram, and I want to share my takeaways from that. And I'm also going to kick off today's podcast with a few thoughts on just kind of, I guess you'd call them life lessons based on what's been going on in our life. Some thoughts I just wanted to share with you that maybe might resonate with you, maybe give somebody hope, or just somebody like, oh, okay, I'm not alone in this, because I think many of you will probably relate to what I'm going to share. So we have a lot to cover. And again, make sure you stay to the end on the three ways. So you'll hear the three ways that you can win some Navigating Your Leadership swag, including the coffee mug. Some of you helped me design that coffee mug, and we want to give some away. I've been enjoying mine, and I want you to have one as well. All right, let's jump in here. So this past weekend, you know, the weather was kind of nice in upstate New York, and my husband and I were out taking a walk. And we just got to talking because we live on the Erie Canal, and it's almost time for the locks to open up and boats to start coming in. And we were just like, wow, this year flew by. Like, it seems like it was just, you know, a few weeks ago that the boats were leaving for the winter season, and now they're all going to be coming back soon. And we just got talking about how quickly life goes by now. You know, it seems the older we get, the faster the weeks, the months, the years go by. Days seem to still draw on long sometimes. I don't understand that. But anyway, it just seems like it gets busier and busier. And, you know, I remember thinking when I was in the throes of raising our three boys and balancing when Tom was in the military and the military deployments and the firehouse schedules and the kids' sports schedules and, you know, just all the things that we had going on in our life, while I was still working hard to move up the ranks in my direct sales business. And I remember thinking and being told, this too shall pass. And I thought that life would eventually slow down enough and that someday all I would have to worry about was myself, Tom. And at that point, I would be able to throw myself into really winning in business. Yes, I had achieved a lot and was able to do a lot while balancing all of that, but I love to achieve and win. And, you know, I've come to that realization recently that I don't need to be ashamed of that. It fills my cup and makes me feel like I'm using all of the gifts and talents God gave me. And it's just how I'm wired. I mean, ask anybody who's ever played cards against me. I like to win. And it's not a I want to win and so that you lose type of thought. And most of us that love to win and achieve, that's not where we're coming from. What it is that I want to play a game, whether it is cards, a board game, or in business. I want to play with someone who challenges me because I know when I am surrounded by other achievers who are also striving to be their best and do more and use all their gifts, that they make me better. You know, the saying goes, a rising tide lifts all boats. And I also love, you know, the biblical principle that iron sharpens iron. And I totally believe that to be true. So going back, that I had that thought way back when that there would be a day that I could just concentrate on building my business. Now, back then, I thought I was going to be staying in direct sales. I didn't know that there would also come a shift in that. But what I realize now is that I was right about the this too shall pass, but I was totally wrong about time to focus on me, Tom, and my business. I swear today we are just as busy, if not more so sometimes I feel like, with all that life is throwing at us. And it's mostly good stuff. You know, some of it is challenging, but most of it's really good things that I have to remind myself to just pause and realize how blessed I am. That being busy with where we are right now is a blessing because we're busy because in addition to our three sons, we now have three amazing daughter-in-laws and we also have five grandkids now. One who's little Louie is 4 weeks old and, you know, on up to our oldest one's 9 years old. And so the busyness we experience today is because of the blessings we've enjoyed of having a full life with the family and our kids needing us. And sometimes it's a disruption. You know, I just had my granddaughter Leah was over hanging out with us for 3 days because her daycare was shut down because of a COVID exposure. And next week I'll be hanging out with Louie for a week as his parents, you know, transition back to work. And I'm so grateful that I can do that. And I think I've shared this before on the podcast that sometimes it's a struggle because when you have that desire to achieve and to do things well, and you want to go full blown into your work, but yet you know you need to have that harmony and that balance and do what matters most, which is with the family for me. It's a struggle sometimes, and I still find myself juggling that mental anguish, but also with the physicalness of just being there for the family. And I'm not sharing this. I hope it's not coming off as a complaint because it totally isn't. I'm sharing this because I have a feeling somebody else needs to hear this. I have a feeling I'm not the only one who goes through that struggle. In fact, I'm 110% sure I'm not. I was actually just talking to somebody else today, and she's younger, you know, younger kids, but totally feeling the same struggle. And my goal now is just to remind myself that I'm blessed to be busy. And I'm also reminding myself that in order to do all the things that I want to do, it's about being intentional. And that's why I wanted to tie this message in with the title of the episode and sharing and celebrating those 200 episodes and the social media sabbatical, because really what I just shared has everything to do with those. Because in the process of doing the podcast and taking that social media sabbatical, I've really learned that if I want to continue to use the gifts God gave me and honor the blessings of our family, I have to be 110% intentional with my time. And I want to produce a podcast that truly inspires, empowers, and elevates you, I have to plan it out, commit to it, and do it. And if I want to expand my strengths coaching business and bring you the best programs for sustainable changes, which by the way, I have something really cool coming up soon. Our high-performing teams program is changing, and it is fabulous. But I have to be intentional with what I learn, what I create, and what I offer. And I also know if I want to be intentional with the time I spend with those who matter most to me, I have to watch where I waste my time. And sometimes that means intentionally shutting down social media, shutting down Netflix, shutting down where I'm wasting time and be intentional and work when I need to work so that I can spend time and quality time with my family. So, I don't know about you, but I feel like sometimes that was a lot for me to unload. But again, I wanted to share those thoughts because I know somebody else needed to hear that. And if that was you, reach out to me. Tell me like, oh, Sherry, you were so speaking to me. Because I just want to affirm that, yes, your life is busy, but you've got this. And it is a blessing to be busy. Okay, let's shift gears a little bit here and let's talk about 200 episodes, 200 podcast episodes. And here are five things that I've learned from hosting those 200 episodes. And number one, podcasting is not for the faint of heart. Yeah, there are a lot of podcast gurus and who want to teach you courses that make it seem like it's so easy to do. But I'm here to tell you, if you want to do it well, and I hope that you think Navigating Your Leadership podcast is done well, it takes time and dedication. You know, there are many weeks that I don't feel like recording a podcast, or sometimes I'm just like, I have no idea what I'm going to talk about, what I'm going to share. But I think of you, the listeners, and I made a commitment to you that I'm going to show up every Monday to your earbuds, and I'm going to give you all of me and or all of our guest interviews. I'm going to give you something worth listening to every single week, and I don't take that lightly, and because of that commitment, I want to show up with the best intentions, and, you know, that does take, again, work and effort. So if you've been thinking of doing a podcast, know that it's a commitment to your listeners. It's a commitment to yourself to show up. And there's going to be times you don't want to do that, but you have to because you made a promise to your audience. Number two, great help is worth every cent. You know, to make this show easy to listen to, I made a commitment to invest in professional editing. I've also invested in having support and like creating the Podpage website we just have. There's monthly expenditures we have. And again, if podcasting is something you're thinking of doing, it's a lot of fun, and you'll hear about that in a minute, but I encourage you to be willing to invest in it and do it well. You know, as an example, so Tom and I were traveling back from Baltimore a week ago to go down and meet grandbaby number five, and we really wanted to listen to a podcast. It was on a topic that we were both really interested in listening to as a leadership podcast, but I tell you, the audio was so bad, we couldn't listen to it. Like, it was just horrible, and I felt bad because I know the topic and probably the person giving the information was fabulous, but they didn't invest in a good speaker. They didn't invest in good editing, and we just couldn't even listen to it. So it's worth it to have great help to support you. Now, there are people out there that edit their own podcast audio, and I realized right away that was not my thing. So I invest in it, and I have a great company. And I know there's a lot of companies out there that will help you with this. So again, I'm sharing this because if you're thinking, and I know a lot of you are thinking of starting a podcast because it's kind of the thing to do right now, reach out to me. I have some promo codes and resources I can share with you of who I use. I will give a shout out to my audio editor, Next Day Podcast. They've been amazing for me. They help me launch and relaunch, and they do my weekly editing, and they're so easy to work with, and they have a great launch package. And again, Audio matters. Make it easy for your listeners to listen to if you're going to do this. I don't care what the gurus are telling you, okay? All right. The third thing that I've learned from doing 200 episodes is it is a great way to meet amazing people. When we transition to the Navigating Your Leadership podcast, I really wanted to make a commitment to bring more guests to the show. And I tell you, that was the best decision I ever made. I have truly loved every interview I have held. Some were with people I knew, some were with people that I got podcast requests from out of, you know, from their person. Some were people I wanted to meet. And I've just always been curious about people. So to me, this has been such an amazing platform to have because I get to have great conversations with some super smart, successful, insightful, and just really cool people every single month. That is my favorite thing about the podcast, I have to say. The fourth thing I've learned is it's a great platform to share my voice. And again, if you've been thinking about doing a podcast, it is a great way to share your voice. Learner is in my top 10. And that means I love to learn. Like I am, you know, almost every week, Amazon is dropping a book off at my doorstep. I love to listen to other podcasts and learn. I love to take other courses. And I've been doing this for over 30 years. So I feel like from my business experience, my 26 years in direct sales, you know, 10 years running our own chimney cleaning business, I always say I got my PhD in my car listening to, okay, I'm going to totally age myself here, but cassette tapes it started off with, and then CDs, and now, you know, podcasts and things on the phone. But I love to learn. And I love to teach. So I love having this platform to be able to pour into you, the listeners, and to be able to turn around and share all the things that I've learned in the past and what I'm learning today. So it's a great platform just to share my voice. And again, I hope you hear that. I hope you take away those things that I'm learning and it inspires you to maybe either pick up the book or just take the fact that, oh, I can listen to a 30-minute podcast and get that versus having to sit down and read the book if you don't like to read. But I love having that platform. And the fifth thing I've learned from doing 200 podcasts is it's a great way to connect with you, my audience. And the downside of podcasting is unlike putting out a video or post on social media, there's no immediate like or comment. So there's no immediate feedback. And let me tell you, your ego has to really take a backseat for podcasting. Like you can't be focused on, you know, when you're on social media, it's about the likes and the, you know, comments and the shares and all of that. And we don't really get a lot of that immediately in podcasting. And I realize that when a listener reaches out to me, that it takes a lot of effort for them to do that. And I don't take that lightly. Like it really truly lights me up when somebody takes the time to send me an email and say, oh my gosh, Sherry, I loved today's podcast, or I loved listening to the interview you did. Thank you so much. Or they DM me and say, oh my gosh, I was that person you were speaking to today. Because it takes effort for you to do that. So I truly appreciate that. And I really, really, really do love connecting with you in my DMs or email, or even now. Now, none of you have done this yet. So who's going to be the first to leave a voice message? If you head over to our Navigating Your Leadership website, the new Podpage website, you can actually leave a voice message there. So who's going to try that out first? And that leads me to, when you do leave a voice message, like I said, who's going to be the first one? I'm going to highlight you on an episode. So whoever leaves the first voice message, you get highlighted. So do a shameless plug if you want for yourself and why you love this podcast. So when you leave a voicemail and send me an email or DM me on LinkedIn or Facebook or Instagram, you'll receive an entry to win some Navigating Your Leadership swag. As I mentioned earlier, we are giving away at least one coffee mug, maybe more. And I have some fun stickers too that you can put on your water bottle, you can put on your notebook, you can put on your cooler. And that's the first way you can win or get entered to win is just send me a message. However, whichever way you want, voicemail, email, DM. And keep listening, though, because there's a few more ways you can win. Also, I just want to mention, too, I haven't really mentioned this a lot lately, but if you want to help the podcast grow and support the show, here's a few ways you can do that. You can leave a review if you haven't done that yet. If you have, thank you so much. Download an episode. Make sure you're following the podcast on your favorite platform, whether it's Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google, wherever you listen to it, just follow it. Share it with your friends. That's the most important way. Share it on your social media. Doing all of that helps spread the word about the podcast and helps because there's like millions of podcasts today. So help it get found by doing those things. Also, if you really love an episode and want to support the show financially, because as I shared, it does cost money to put the show out. You can buy me a cup of coffee. Check out that fun link on the Navigating Your Leadership website. The link is in the show notes. Head over there. Maybe you're listening to this podcast from that platform. Look down on the bottom. I think it's on the bottom left, and you can actually buy me a cup of coffee. It's a virtual cup of coffee, but I really appreciate that and help support the show financially. Okay, last, we're going to wrap this up with talking about the social media sabbatical. As I shared in the beginning, some of you know this, some of you may not, but I decided to take a social media sabbatical for Lent this year and spent 40 days from, you know, leading up to Easter. I gave up Facebook and Instagram. I did stay on LinkedIn this year. And some of you asked about it. And I would love to sit here and say that I had some profound awakenings from my 40 days off of Facebook and Instagram. And I really didn't. Being truthful, I didn't. But I did learn some things. And I will totally do this again. It was great. It really was, even though it wasn't like profound. And it went by very quick. Like almost I felt like kind of what I was talking about earlier about being intentional. I kind of wish I was more intentional with what I did with my time, but I did get some things out of it. So I wanted to share that quickly as we, you know, start to wrap up this episode. What I did realize is by intentionally not being on, can you tell the word of the podcast today, intentional? So by intentionally not being on, I did find I had more clarity as I wasn't comparing or getting distracted by what everyone else is doing. I don't know about you, but sometimes as a leader and a influencer and, you know, we're looking at all the things somebody else is doing and we can get sucked into this comparison hole and, or we see an idea and like, oh, that's a great idea. I have a shiny object syndrome, like really bad. And I might see somebody like, oh, that's a good idea. I could do that. Maybe I should do that. Or, oh, I like what she's doing. Maybe I should do that. And when we're on social media, it's very, very easy to get distracted by all those things. So having that time off and not seeing that, I was able to get more clear on who I am, what are the gifts I bring to the table, and how do I want to work my business. So that was really great. Still kind of fuzzy on a few things, but I had more clarity and I liked not having that comparing myself to others. The other thing I got from it was I realized that it was actually a lot easier to do than I thought it was going to be. I remember saying it at the beginning, it's like, oh, Tom, I'm probably going to have you change my passwords. Like, I felt like I really had a bad addiction to social media, especially Facebook. And I thought I would be tempted to go on and, you know, be on social media more than I was. And I actually wasn't. And that was a really good feeling because I realized like, okay, I guess I'm not addicted to it as bad as I thought because I immediately felt at ease not being on. And I think going cold turkey was the best thing. Now, I'm not going to lie. I did pop on during the 40 days, I think two or three times. I had to do a couple of business posts. But I was very disciplined not to fall into the mindless scroll that we can get into. So it was a lot easier to give up than I really thought it would be. Now, I did miss some family things, and that was sad, especially when little Louie was born. And, you know, there were some birthday parties, but I just texted my family and said, hey, not on social, so send me pictures. most of them respected that. And I got to say, now that I'm back on, I can kind of already see where I could slip back into old habits if I'm not intentional about how I use social media. And I found I really didn't miss anything. Like, as I got back on, I actually waited till Monday after Easter and back on Facebook and like, okay, I really didn't miss anything here. And what I'm realizing is I've gotten away from feeling that urge that I have to post everything I'm doing all the time or posting every day. And I love that because it's really helps me see that I can actually just enjoy the moment. Because, you know, sometimes you just had to be there. And if people aren't there, then do we really need to share it with them? Sometimes, yes, there's some moments we want to celebrate with, you know, we want everybody to celebrate with. It's like a wedding or a birthday or, you know, special events. But do we have to have everything on social media? I don't know. You know, for my family's sake, I will definitely post cute pictures of those 5 grandkids. And for friends and followers, I'm going to get back to posting what I hope is inspiring and uplifting to you, because I don't think there's enough of that on social media. And of course, I want to share what's happening in, you know, at Sherry Miter Co. and the Navigating Your Leadership podcast. And I also love seeing what's going on in the lives of my friends and my clients so I can celebrate and show I care and connect with you. So there are the good things of social media. But my goal now is to use social media intentionally and with the purpose of using my gifts. And I hope that this might inspire you to do the same. That really, you know, and I do this, tend to do this a lot, where I would just post something to post something. And now I want to be more intentional. What am I posting and why am I posting this? And how is it going to support somebody else? I will also do another sabbatical. I'll probably plan a couple a year. And perhaps even do it fully, where I actually even get off of LinkedIn next time. And I highly encourage you to give it a try for at least a week, probably at least 2 weeks to fully gain the benefit. A month would even be better because it takes a little while to just kind of detox from the social media. So let me know what you think. Have you ever done a social media sabbatical, or are you thinking about doing one? All right, we're going to close this up, and I want to give you those 2 more ways you can win some Navigating Your Leadership swag. So, number 1, share your favorite episode of the Navigating Your Leadership podcast, or post a picture of you listening to the podcast. Maybe you listen when you're out for a jog. Maybe you're listening to it with your earbuds on as you're walking the dog. Maybe you're driving in your car. Tag me in it, and make sure you do hashtag NYL mug. So NYL for Navigating Your Leadership mug. So do a hashtag NYL mug, and that will get you an entry into the mug drawing. So again, just share your favorite episode on social, any of the 3 platforms, LinkedIn, Instagram, or Facebook, or post a picture of you listening to the podcast. And be creative. I can't wait to see the creativity that comes out. Second way you can earn entry into the swag. So you have 3 ways to earn entries, and you can do all 3. Join me for our next Navigating Your Leadership Live on May 12th at 11 a.m. Eastern Time. We're going to do our next Zoom live. We had so much fun last time. Great conversation, small group. So you were able to do a little Q&A, a little networking. So join me for our next one. If you don't want to show up live on Zoom, feel free to just, you know, turn the camera off, turn the mute button on, and just listen in. That's okay too. I know sometimes that's a safer thing to do. But if you want to show your face and you know, have conversation with us, we'd love that. And in fact, the topic is 5 powerful conversations to create a high-performing team. That's our topic of discussion. And I'll be sharing those 5 powerful conversations, and then we'll discuss it. And so if you join me live, you're going to get another entry. And then again, the 3rd way was what I already mentioned, not to send me a DM, voice message, or email me. So you have 3 ways to enter, three chances to go in to win the mug or mugs and some stickers that we are giving away. We'll do the drawing on the 12th. So the day of the Navigating Your Leadership Live, we are going to do the mug drawing that day. All right, my friends, I appreciate you for being here and listening to the podcast and supporting the show. And I want to leave you with a quote from Lewis Howes. He says, "There's no way to become great overnight, but in the marathon of success, it takes a lot of intention to see you through each day of the journey." And as you know, as I like to close out some of the shows, we know life is short, so we need to go out and enjoy the journey. Thanks for listening to the Navigating Your Leadership podcast. I appreciate you. My hope and prayer is that today's episode left you feeling inspired and empowered with some tangible steps to implement today. But honestly, the podcast is just the beginning. Through my coaching, my clients learn how to lean into their strengths to create their unique style of leadership, along with gaining strategies to create dynamic and productive teams. Teams with a mutual passion and respect for each other. Whether you just need a few small course corrections or you feel like you need an entirely new ship to lead, I do love a challenge. I'd love to invite you to send me a DM, or better yet, let's hop on a call and see how we can continue this leadership journey together. The link to book a call is in the show notes. I look forward to hearing from you.